So they left him, trust in his agonizing sling. They clapped on armor again, shut the gleaming doors, and ran to rejoin Odysseus' mastermind of war. And now, as the ranks squared off, breathing fury, four at the sill confronting a larger, stronger force arrayed inside the hall, now Zeus's daughter Athena, taking the build and voice of Mentor, swept in, and Odysseus, thrilled to see her, cried out, "Rescue us, Mentor! Now it's life or death. Remember your old comrade, all the service I offered you. We were boys together." So he cried, yet knew in his bones it was Athena, driver of armies. But across the hall the suitors brayed against her. Agelaus first, his outburst full of threats. "Mentor, never let Odysseus trick you into siding with him to fight against the suitors. Here's our plan of action, and we will see it through. Once we've killed them both, the father and the son, we'll kill you too, for all you're bent on doing here in the halls. You'll pay with your own head. And once our swords have stopped your violence cold, all your property, all in your house, your fields, we'll lump it all with Odysseus' rich state, and never let your sons live on in your halls, or free your wife and daughters to walk through town." Naked threats. And Athena hit new heights of rage. She lashed out at Odysseus now with blazing accusations. "Where's it gone, Odysseus? Your power, your fighting heart? The great soldier who fought for famous white-armed Helen, battling Trojans 9 long years, non-stop, no mercy, mowing their armies down in grueling battle. You who seized the broad streets of Troy with your fine strategic stroke. How can you, now you've returned to your own house, your own wealth, bewail the loss of your combat strength in a war with suitors? Come, old friend, stand by me. You'll see action now. See how Mentor, the son of Alcimus, that brave fighter, kills your enemies, pays you back for service." Rousing words. But she gave no all-out turning of the tide, not yet. She kept on testing Odysseus and his gallant son, putting their force and fighting heart to proof. For all the world like a swallow in their sight, she flew on high to perch on the great hall's central roof beam, black with smoke. But the suitors closed ranks, commanded now by Damastor's son, Agelaus, flanked by Eurynomus, Demoptolemus, and Amphimedon, Pisander, Polyctor's son, and Polybus, ready, waiting, head and shoulders the best and bravest of the lot, still left to fight for their lives now that the pelting shafts had killed the rest. Agelaus spurred his comrades on with battle plans. "Friends, at last the man's invincible hands are useless. Mentor has mouthed some empty boasts and flitted off. Just four are left to fight at the front doors. So now, no wasting your long spears. All at a single hurl, just 6 of us launch out in the first wave. If Zeus is willing, we may hit Odysseus, carry off the glory. The rest are nothing once the captain's down." At his command, concentrating their shots, all 6 hurled as one, but Athena sent the whole salvo wide at the mark. One of them hit the jamb of the great hall's doors, another the massive door itself, and the heavy bronze point of a third ashen javelin crashed against the wall. Seeing his men untouched by the suitor's flurry, steady Odysseus leapt to take command. "Friends, now it's for us to hurl at them, I say, into this ruck of suitors. Topping all their crimes, they're mad to strip the armor off our bodies." Taking aim at the ranks, all 4 let fly as one, and the lances struck home. Odysseus killed Demoptolemus. Telemachus killed Euryades, the swineherd Elatus, and the cowherd cut Pisander down in blood. They bit the dust of the broad